Stupidity never dies. It evolves. Get your signed copy with the link below. No, there are no missing links between us and Neanderthals because Neanderthals were the closest ever living thing to us, so there wouldn't be a gap between us and Neanderthals.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm asking. There was certain bones discovered and not discovered that would actually make that connection. We're not inherently bred from the Neanderthals or monkeys, so to speak.
Yeah, we're not the descendants of Neanderthals. They lived at the same time as us. We were cousins. Us and Neanderthals come from a different human species, which is Homo heidelbergensis. I believe that's letter L here on this diagram. But no, we got missing links going back 5 million years.
Right. So let me ask you this. You know, carbon dating and all these things are like totally not even true. They've been a fallacy
No, that isn't true at all. Carbon dating is extraordinarily accurate and successful.
So how do they find like gears inside of 50 million year old rocks, apparently?
What, gears, in a mine shaft or something? I've never heard that. I heard that there was once a hammer found in some like a mine shaft, and they dated rocks in the mine shaft to very old. I don't know how the hammer got there. Sometimes permineralization can happen pretty rapidly around something if there's flowing water, and then the rocks surrounding the hammer, because it's dug into a mine shaft, maybe we're that old. But if we have one anomalous data point, that doesn't say anything about the like literally millions of other data points that are all consistent.
Well, how about this though? Based on like a lot of the research that a friend of mine and myself have gone through, and I'm talking about, I went through historical data. A lot of historical data has been tampered with in some degrees. Religious data, I'm talking about every background. From what I can put together on my own, I've only got about 6,000 years we've been on this earth, like as far as human beings, and about 125
years. What are you talking about? We have human fossils that go back millions of years. There are known archaeological sites that are twice as old as that, like Göbekli Tepe.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a little bit of
a fallacy. No. That's not what you're saying. You said the opposite of what I said. You are not saying that. You said human history goes back 6,000 years. We have millions of years of humans, not Homo sapiens, but still humans. We have hundreds of thousands of years of Homo sapiens, and even human civilization goes back twice as long as you said. So that's not what you're saying. Don't say that.
Yeah, but those things are based on who?
They're not based on anything. People find, they have been found by independent groups all over the world, and every group that corroborates and works on these finds the same results. Like, no matter who you are in the world, if you do 2 + 2, you always get 4. No matter who you are in the world, when you do science, if you do it the correct way, you get the same answers.
That's not always true, but buddy, my point in saying it...
You keep your car on the road. It's so loud.
Excuse me? I wasn't on the road in a vehicle, buddy.
Well, when you first joined, I heard bing bong, bing bong, and then I heard... And I keep hearing what sounds like you driving into a ditch. So I'm just telling you what I'm hearing.
Boy, like you're so observant.
Boy! In the ditch. I tell you what, boy! The Smithsonian, boy! Go ahead.
One of these days you're going to realize the truth. When you
Is that
do,
a threat?
No. How is that a threat, you fucking moron?
God, you're... Boy.
One of these
you have no control over your emotions.
Oh my God. If I was in your presence, you wouldn't even want to fucking be around me. Period.
Okay, so you're like a violent domestic abuser? That's what you're telling me? Yeah, turn the ringtone off. Oh, poor boomer got mad. Dude, that was the youngest boomer I've ever seen in my life. The dude was probably like 28 years old, but he was definitely a boomer at the same time. How many times do you think that guy said, look what you made me do? Boy!
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
Is it okay if I go ahead and ask? So the first question is, do you believe that we were evolved from apes?
Yeah, we still are apes. But yeah, the thing we evolved from was also, we're also apes.
Okay. Well, what I'm curious about is the other two questions. So question is if we were evolved from apes, then why do apes still exist? And then also, why aren't there like half apes, half mans out there? Like, why isn't there the stuff in between the evolution still existing?
If that makes sense. It does.
I'm just curious.
I understand what you're saying. The question is I would say rather ill-formed. But so if we evolved from apes, why are there still apes? Why would there not be dogs? Dogs come from wolves and wolves still manage to exist. So there's nothing that would stop us from coexisting with the thing we evolved from, first of all. But second of all, the apes that we evolved from actually don't exist anymore. Different species of apes exist, like chimps and orangutans and bonobos and gibbons and whatever. But they're related to us. We didn't come from them. So the thing we evolved from doesn't exist anymore. Now this gets to your second question, which was, what was your second question? I forgot, actually.
Like, why isn't there like...
Oh, a half human. Yeah. Because if we evolved, then the steps where we progress from have to disappear because we're evolving. Like, if I used to be a teenager, where's my teenage self? He's in the past. He doesn't exist anymore. I exist. So the things we evolved from, we actually did coexist with the primate we did evolve from for a while, but then it went extinct. But also, for some of those other transitions, they necessarily have to go extinct because they evolve into something new.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense. I was just curious what your answer would have been. I've seen other things where that there should still be evidence of like half stuff, you know, half human, half monkeys, blah, blah, blah. I get the ridiculousness of that. I was just curious what your answer was going to be. I have no
opinion. I mean, I think it is it's a bad question, but the answer isn't actually all that obvious. Have you ever looked at old pictures, like certain dog breeds from like 100 years ago?
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking
about. They're pretty weird. So I can't remember what it's called, but it's a type of bulldog, I think, where its snout and its forehead is just a continuous slope. It's not the Target dog, but what the hell are those called? I don't remember.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I want to get the name of it. It is a bull terrier. That's what they're called. A bull terrier. So if I can pull up a picture of one. I just Googled dog with sloping face, and that's what it popped up with. So these bull terriers, right? They have the really, I mean, I think they're horribly disfigured, but whatever. Some people like them. You can look at pictures of these dogs from 100 years ago, and they don't look like this. Their snout doesn't have like the hump to it, like that. Bull terrier 100 years ago. Maybe I'll be able to find one. Yeah, so there you go. Right, it shows the progression from what looks kind of like, I don't know, just a Labrador kind of looking dog to whatever the hell that thing is, right? So if this is how this type of dog came to be, then where are the ones with the normal faces? Well, they don't exist anymore because they were bred to the point where they are today. So that's not exactly the same thing with human evolution, but it's pretty directly analogous.
Right, and that's kind of like where I was kind of getting at, was like, dogs were bred to be like that, but nobody bred us. Like, where there was
it happened naturally. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my questions, even if they were dumb. I just was curious. I'm a sci-fi geek, and I don't know. I just kind of was wondering what you thought of that.
Well, nothing wrong with trying to learn something new.
All right. Well, you have a great day. Thank you for being cool.
Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.